Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Can you believe we're already talking about the annual leaf peeping trips that people are planning?
Just prepped right up on us.
Colorado's unusual hot and dry year has stressed the aspen trees. If you go up there, all the aspen trees are smoking. Oh. They're taking their anxiety meds. They're saying that the stress could cause the leaves to change earlier than normal. Because more than three quarters of Colorado is experiencing severe drought right now. So they're saying just in a couple weeks here, September 10th is when the leaves could start changing. Your best spots to go see those changes, Steamboat, Cameron Pass, Rabbit Ears Pass. And then just a few days later, September 13th, boy, they really got it narrowed down. They say you could start to see the changes in Rocky Mountain National Park, Peak to Peak Highway, the mountains west of Denver and Boulder. So the shift is going to start happening.
Well, it makes
it's
sense.
It's that time.
It makes total sense because all the produce came a couple weeks early with the corn, the peaches, the cherries. All of it came early this year because of the weather. So it makes sense that they would change early as well.
It makes sense, too, because like Walmart and Costco and Sam's Club, they already have the Halloween candy out. So the trees were like, well, I guess it's time.
Huh?
You wet.
No.
Whoop, whoop. We're my basic biatches.
No, we don't raise our hands for that.
Whoop, whoop.
We don't want to be that, Jeremy.
With your Lululemon pants and your Kate Spade bags and your Kia Telluride. Where you at? Whoop, whoop. I got a story for you. Starbucks is officially declaring its fall because the fall menu launches today, including the pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Can roll up in carpool today with your PSL. You excited, Katie?
They need to just
you okay
make
over
that.
There? Did I shock you?
Well,
you're staring
you didn't
at me.
Shock me. I just like when we talk about this specific drink, it kind of gets me going.
It makes me disgusted.
No,
they're
I
gross.
Love it. They're absolutely
it's
delicious.
It's for
and
the basics.
It is something that needs to be available year round. The fact that I have to like special order my pumpkin stuff on Amazon in March is absolutely bananas. I want it all the time. So that's what the fact that they make such a big deal about it. I'm like, I want to be able to roll in at any time and get my pumpkin fix.
Last year, Katie's daughter stole a jug of the pumpkin puree from Starbucks, and Katie had it in the fridge here for like 6 months. It was nasty.
Yep,
that's
I did.
So gross. Anyway, happy PSL day today. Okay, here we go.
My Starbucks.
Yeah, they're going all in. I mean, they got the pumpkin spice cold brew, the cream chai, the frappuccino, the iced pecan crunch latte with some pumpkin in it. Yeah, the list goes on and on. They've got a new shaken espresso with pumpkin in it, a new pumpkin spice chai, a pumpkin cream matcha. Good God. They're also going heavy. I kind of like this. With banana this fall season.
Yes.
The iced banana latte and the iced banana bread chai. And then something they call the chider, which combines chai and apple cider flavors.
Why
so it's like apple cider and chai.
Why do I love that name so much?
Chider?
Chider?
Yeah. I would try that,
I think.
I
would, too.
I'm all in on the banana stuff, too. I like banana. Oh, speaking of, did you know it's banana split day today, too?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I love me a good banana
do
split.
Do you?
I do.
I was reading this, I'm like, who the hell goes in and says, I'll take a banana split? I've never seen anybody in my life order a banana split.
Bananas hate to see me coming. No,
really?
I love, because there's nothing else that puts banana in the ice cream. Like, unless you get a special shake that is like a banana, like, you know, monkey shake or something like that.
Okay.
That's the only time you're going to get banana with ice cream. Otherwise, it's really the only traditional dish that we offer banana in the ice cream.
That's a funny way to put it. It's a traditional dish
well,
featuring
it
banana.
It is. It's got the pineapple and the red.
Yeah.
So sauce and the chocolate. And again, the combination of it is so good. When I went over to Grand Junction this weekend, there's a little ice cream shop called Graff Dairy that I love. And they have like four different options of banana splits. And
I've never seen anyone over 10 order a banana split in my life.
I love them so much. I do.
You know what it is?
The best combo.
It's funny. Anyone over 10 and then anyone under like 76, let's say, because it's always children ordering it.
Yeah.
And then you go in and there's always like a little old man sitting at the booth in Dairy Queen with denim on denim, denim shirt tucked into his denim pants and a trucker hat kind of sitting right there, just resting on the top of his head. Making that banana split his biatch. That's the only time I see people. Yes!
His weekly treat. He gets to go into the DQ.
And he's like on a first name basis. They're like, Herb!
Yeah, okay,
I'll take the regular. Make it a double banana today. Yeah, I'm feeling saucy.
Two whole bananas. I need the potassium.
Yeah, my doctor says I'm low on the potassium. Well, it's no secret that when you do a morning radio show, God, all of us on here, we don't sleep very well. But Katie's got a suggestion as to how we start sleeping better, I guess.
Stop leaving your loops open, Jer. Jeez.
Excuse me? My loops?
Yeah. The texts that you have ignored, the vacation supplies you still need to order, the hard conversations you've been avoiding.
What?
All of these things. Repeatedly putting off tasks because they feel too daunting may seem pretty harmless, right? It's not. It's not. And I love the way this story talked about a specific thing. For example, a hole in your jacket pocket. You realize it every time you put your keys or your phone in there.
Sure.
It drops. You neglecting to fix it. When you put your keys in there and they drop, that is you thinking, oh no, I need to fix my jacket pocket. You do that a lot. And then you're just thinking, like, if you would have just fixed
it. Is that what I'm thinking about before I go to bed?
If you didn't fix it, then you wouldn't had to have thought it five different times. So that's what they're saying is even though you think thinking a thought is harmless, it uses your brain energy. It uses your brain activity, and that is something your brain can't use for something else.
Side note, I lost my keys about 4 weeks ago.
I know,
still
you did.
So if anyone finds my keys, it's got a little Ariat leather tag on it from Ariat, the cowboy company. It's leather. It smells good, and there's a wad of keys attached to it.
There you go.
If anyone sees those keys anywhere, please reach out. Jeremy@mix100.com.
You still haven't found them?
Still have no. I haven't checked my mail in weeks.
Did you check
my dude.
I don't know where they're at.
All right, but anyway.
Closing the loops.
Well, that's it. How many repetitive thoughts that you're just carrying around and how much space that's taking up in your brain. And this is where I fall guilty to it. I have a routine at night that I do the same thing. I get my purse in my bedroom, and in my purse are my car keys and the garage door opener. And I make sure, and my sunglasses, they are in there, so when I leave in the morning, everything's ready.
That's
to
smart,
go, right?
Yeah.
But there are times at night if I don't do it, it'll keep me up. Like I will get out of bed to make sure these things are in my purse, even though if I'm like this ready to go to
sleep. At least you know where your keys are.
At least I know where my keys are. Exactly. But they say like this is a lot more deep than that. They say the psychologists who study procrastination say it's right to address these issues because it is the cost of doing the same task in terms of time, energy, and emotional fatigue. And if you're doing this over and over, again, it is tiring you out. So by the end of the day, cooking dinner, you're exhausted because you thought about your lost keys all day.
All day long.
You know
long.
What I mean? All day long, just tiring you out.
I guess it's nice in theory.
Yeah, no, it's not a theory.
You can't accomplish everything every day, so you're always going to have something. You're always going to have a loop that's not closed.
But if
it's
you
impossible
can
to close
it,
all
you
your loops.
Should. If you can close it, you should.
So
if
don't procrastinate.
If it's a small task that you're just avoiding because you don't want to, they're saying doing it is way better for you than just continuing to procrastinate.
If I go home and scoop dog poop today, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight?
Well, yeah, because if you think about scooping dog poop all day until 7 o'clock when you actually do it.
I do, actually. It's a problem I have.
That's what I mean. Like, this rings true also in just worrying. I think about this all the time. I try really hard not to worry about something before it's happened, because why worry about something twice? If you're going to worry about it when it happens, why continue to worry about it before it happens?
What are you worrying about
this
right
is
now?
A lot. Nothing. Not going to worry about
not
it until
not a care
it
in the world?
Not a care in the world.
You're not worrying about
like
anything?
A duck. Like a duck.
What?
I'm telling you. until it happens. I'm not going to worry about it.
You have no boy
it.
Trouble right now?
No. Oh,
nothing.
No.
That's why you don't have any worries.
I am so free.
Katie's not sending nudes to anybody right now.
Look at me go.